Hello, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from the Young Israel of Passaic Clifton, and this is Halachic Insights into the Daf for Tanis Daf Gimel, and tonight's shiur is dedicated for Zchus of Refuah Shleima for Yosef Meir ben Chaya Leah. Till this point, the Gemara had been talking about when we start saying Mashiv Aruch or Merit HaGeshem, and we had learned a machlokes on Daf Beis covering through Amud Aleph and going through Amud Beis, and even through a little bit the top of Amud Gimel as to when we start saying Mashiv Aruach Umarit HaGeshem. The Gemara, though, the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, makes the following insight. And Gemara says, Tana, it was taught, Betalu Veruchos Lechivu Chachamim Lahazkir, that when it comes to dew and when it comes to rain, in other words, in our vernacular, saying Morid Hatal, or saying the words Mashiv HaRuach themselves, the Chachamim didn't obligate us to mention it in Tefillah. The Imbal HaHazkir, Maskir. However, one has the option to mention it. My time, what is the reason why we were told that we don't have to mention these as part of Tefillah, while we have to mention Geshamim? Amar Rabbi Chanina says, Lefi She'ein Netzarin, because these two forces, wind and dew, never stop. And because they never stop, there's no reason why we have to keep davening for them. And the Gemara goes on to prove this, that, why or how Tal never stops, and also how Ruach never stops. What's the consequence of this fact that the Tal never stops and the Ruach never stops? So we're introduced to another memra of Rabbi Chanina on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. I'll read and I'll translate the memra, and then we'll analyze the different points. Amar Rabbi Chanina says, Hilchach, therefore, bimos hachama, during the summer season, Amar Mashiv HaRuach, ein machzir enoso. If a person says Mashiv HaRuach during his Shmona Esrei, we don't make him go back. Amar Morid HaGeshem Machzir Enoso. But if one would say Morid HaGeshem in the summer, we do require him to go back. Bimos HaGeshamim, in the winter season, the rainy season, Lomar Mashiv HaRuach, if he skips Mashiv HaRuach, Ein Machzir Enoso, we don't make him go back. Lo Amar Morid HaGeshem, but if a person does not see Morid HaGeshem, Machzir Enoso, we do make him go back. So let's just review these four halachos that Rabbi Chanina said. In the summer, saying Mashiv HaRuach is not a problem. Saying Morid HaGeshem is a problem. In the winter / rainy season, not saying Mashiv HaRuach is okay, it's not a problem. Not saying Morid HaGeshem is a problem. So what comes out from here, a person says Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaGeshem in the summer, he's in trouble. If a person just says Mashiv HaRuach in the summer, he's okay. In the winter, if a person skips Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaGeshem, he's in trouble. If he just says Morid HaGeshem, he's going to be okay. If he says Mashiv HaRuach and no Morid HaGeshem, he's not going to be okay. And the question is, what is the reason behind these four halachos? And what we're going to do is we're going to look at Rashi and how Rashi explains the first halach of Mashiv HaRuach. And we're going to look at Rashi, how he explains Morid HaGeshem, and we're going to draw a conclusion from what Rashi tells us. The Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil Mashiv HaRuach in Machzir Enoso, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, tells us, why is it that one does not have to repeat Shmona Esrei if he says it in the summer? Rashi says, Debalav Hachi Lo Ma'atzer, even without it, whether you daven or whether you don't daven it, it's not going to stop. In other words, as Rashi's telling us, saying the words Mashiv HaRuach, it's almost inconsequential to our tefillos. The tefillos that we're asking for are a result of a bakasha, a result of something that we need. That's the idea of tefillah. Tefillah means asking for something that we don't have. When you have something that's constant, so it's not so important to say it, not that it's a bad thing to say it, but it's not crucial. And if a person would forget it, or a person would say it, there's no wrong time, there's no right time. For example, for the same reason, we don't daven for the sun, we don't daven for the moon. because those are forces that have been set into nature that are constant and not changing. Now, you might ask, well, then why do we say Mashiv Aruach Umarid HaGeshem if there is no reason to daven for wind in the first place or to mention it? So that Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph mentions the idea is that it's not because if it's a chiyuv, it's an obligation, elacho geshem humazkir. It happens to be that usually rain is preceded by wind. And what we're saying, mashiv aruach morid geshem, is not in itself, not in the sense that it's the mashiv aruach deserves the tefillah in itself. It's really more a consequence of morid geshem. So just to conclude and to summarize, the reason why it's not a problem to say mashiv aruach in the summer or to skip it in the winter is because ruach is not dependent on our tefillah. It's a force that's always there. And because it's a force that's always there, either adding it when it's not the season, or it's adding it in the summer when it's not the rainy season, or omitting it in the rainy season is not going to make a difference. What about skipping Moshe? What about adding Morid HaGeshem in the summer and skipping it in the winter? So clearly, if you skip it in the winter, of course, it goes without saying that your tefillah is lacking because it's an essential component to the season. And if you don't have that essential component to the season, it's not going to be a complete tefillah. But why can't one say Morid HaGeshem in the summer? So Rashi tells us the following, the Dibur HaMaschil on Daf Gimel Mabez, Morid HaGeshem Machzirin Oso. Rashi says, that it had stopped. And now that he is davening for rain in the summer, he has not davened his davening properly. And he has to return to the top of the beginning of the bracha. The omer below morid hageshem, and he would have to start to say without morid hageshem. In other words, if a person says mashiv aruach morid hageshem in the summer, and he realizes before he finished the bracha, he's got to go back to Atah Gibor and go all the way down. Now, why is all this? Lefisha geshamim b'kayit simin klolahin. Because rain in the summer is a sign of a curse. Bitnei hakatzir, because it damages the harvest. So we see in the summer, geshem is a simin klolah. If you daven for that, you have to go back. In the winter, geshem is, I guess we would call it simin bracha. If you don't daven for it, you do have to go back. What is the common denominator between the two? The common denominator is, by either asking for rain in the summer, when it's a bad thing, or skipping the bakasha for rain in the winter, when it's a necessity, what we're doing is we're showing there's something that's lacking in our tefillah. And when there's an essential component missing in your tefillah, then a person has to repeat a Shmona Esrei, because of the essential component not there. But if a person misses something or adds something that's not an essential component, such as mashiv haruach in the summer or skipping it in the winter, so you don't have to go back. So what our Gemara is teaching us as a fundamental rule, with the consequences being the mashiv haruach and the morid hageshem playing out in that particular area, is when your tefillah is fundamentally lacking an essential component, you have to go back. If your tefillah is not missing an essential component, you don't have to go back. And that's the first part of the shir, telling us that asking for geshem in the summer is as bad as not asking for it in the winter. We're going to continue now, though, with an interesting halacha, and we're going to take this principle one step further to see how this develops. And the Mishnah on Daf Yud, a little bit later on, discusses not only not the mashiv haruach, but it discusses adding the same talar marta levracha. And we're familiar with the practice that we don't say the same talar marta levracha on Shmini Atzeres. Obviously, because Shmini Atzeres is a yontif, and we don't daven a weekday Shmona Esrei on yontif. But we don't even start asking right away. In fact, the Mishnah says begil b'mar cheshvan sholim asagashamim, on the third of cheshvan, we start asking for rain. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shivabo. Rabbi Gamliel, and that's the view that they follow in Eretz Yisrael, says it's on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. What's the significance of the 7th of Cheshvan? So Rabbi Gamliel says, Tesvav Yom Achar HaChag. It's 15 days after Sukkot. Why? Kidei Sheyagia Achron Shebi Yisrael in Ahar Pras. So that the last person who came, or not necessarily the last person, but those who came on Aliyah LeRegel from Nahar Paras, which was the furthest area of the settlement, where Jews were regularly going to Yerushalayim on Yontif, to give that person a chance to get home in dry land, because we don't want a person coming to Yerushalayim and then having to travel back in the rain, because what's that going to do? That's only going to discourage people from making Aliyah LeRegel. Okay. Question is, though, if you look in a calendar in Eretz Yisrael, we still start saying the same Tal or Marta Levracha in Eretz Yisrael on Zayin Cheshvan, and we don't start right away. Unfortunately, we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash in many, many years. The question is, why don't we start saying the same Tal or Matar right after Shmini Atzeres? After all, it seems that the reason is not there anymore. So this question was addressed by the Ran on Daf Yud. And the Ran on the Gemara in Daf Yud says that the reason why we still say, wait 15 days, is because while there might not be a Chiyuv of Aliyah LeRegel anymore, and unfortunately we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't preclude people from going to Yerushalayim for Yontif. And even in the Ran's time, people used to travel to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif. So it's not like today where, Kenei Nahara, many people travel to Eretz Yisrael, especially for Sukkos. You get on a plane, you're back, and you can travel in the rain when you're on a plane. You don't necessarily have that when you're traveling by foot. So what the Ran tells us is that even though the chiyuv of Aliyah Regel isn't there anymore, nonetheless, since the practicality of people going to Yerushalayim and this tefillah that you're going to be saying is going to affect people who were traveling, we postpone the tefillah as that we shouldn't be davening on the expense or the account of others. So the question was asked, though, what happens if a person during this particular time, between Shmini Atzeres and Zayin Cheshvan, added the words of the same Tal or Marta Levracha to his tefillah? And if you think about it, this Shaila sounds very similar to what we were talking about before. What did we say earlier? We said earlier that the summer is no longer the rainy season. And if a person davens and says Mashiv Aruach in the summer, he's doing something, he's showing that there's a lack in his particular tefillah. And because of that, you have to repeat a Shmoneh Esrei. Here, also, it's not the time that we start saying the same Tal or Marta Levracha. So L'chaoro, it seems to be a similar situation, that if a person would start saying the same Tal or Marta Levracha before Zayin Cheshvan, L'chaoro, the Shmoneh Esrei would be missing a component, you know, adding something at the wrong time, something which, as we see, is not the right time to do it because people are traveling, and therefore your tefillah is lacking, and you would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. That's what, if we took the two concepts and put them next to each other, on the surface, one could make that conclusion. However, Rav Avadya Yosef brought down in Sefer Yechaveh Das, Chelek Beis, Simen Yud, comes up with a opposite conclusion. And Rav Avadya says that if a person starts saying the same Tal or Marta Levracha between Shmini Atzeres and Zayin Cheshvan, we don't make him repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. What's the reason? Why is there a difference between the two? So let's look at what happens over here. There's a fundamental difference between saying Mashiv Aruach in the summer and the same Tal or Matar right after Shmini Atzeres before Zayin Cheshvan. Not saying Mashiv Aruach, saying Mashiv Aruach and Baruch HaGeshem in the summer is a problem because it's a Simen Klala. And by saying it, your tefillah is lacking because your tefillah is producing a negative effect. What happens, though, by the same Tal or Marta Levracha during that time, it really is the rainy season. It really is the time that one should start davening. Why don't we? We don't do it because it inconveniences some people. However, while it might be inconveniencing some people, and it's true, we don't want to do it l'chadchila, nonetheless, your tefillah is not lacking because it does give us a benefit. And what's the benefit? The benefit is, it is the rainy season, and we do need the rain. So the fundamental difference between the two is that, one hand, you're davening by the saying it in the summer, by not saying Moed HaGeshem, by saying Moed HaGeshem in the summer. On one hand, you're doing something that causes a negative thing. And by something which is totally negative, that is a lacking in your tefillah. When you have a tefillah that's lacking, that can't be accepted. That has to be changed. But even by saying the same Tyler Matra the Vracha a little early, while it might inconvenience people, your tefillah is not lacking because it's something that's required, something that's positive. And because that's something that's positive for the world in general, while maybe not for a couple of people, nonetheless, it is considered to be a valid tefillah. Where do we see such a concept? We see such a concept from Yom Kippur when it comes to the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. We know that the Kohen Gadol used to spend Yom Kippur totally immersed in doing the avoda of the day. And one section of his avoda, the climax of his avoda, was when he would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, spend a little time there bringing the Ketores and davening. And it's already brought down, in the Gemara, it's also brought down in the tefillah that we say on Yom Kippur, is what was part of the tefillah that the Kohen Gadol used to say in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara tells us something amazing. One of the things that the Kohen Gadol would say was that the tefillah of the Ovrei Drachim shouldn't be accepted. What's pshat? The tefillah of the Ovrei Drachim shouldn't be accepted. So first, let me explain that people who are traveling are davening that it shouldn't rain because they don't want to get, and traveling in the rain, they don't want their wagons to get muddy and so on. So what the Kohen Gadol is doing is that he's davening to counteract their tefillah and hope that his tefillah is going to be stronger than theirs. Question is, think about it for a second. You have only a certain amount of time in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We couldn't keep the Kohen Gadol there for too long because we didn't want Klal Yisrael to be nervous that he's not going to come out. And here's what he's doing. This is what he's doing. He's being mevatel a tefillah that people are making. People are davening shelo yishmu ovrei drachim, that the tefillah of ovrei drachim, that to stop the rain. And why would that be? Why would the tefillah work? And here we're seeing again the same insight of tefillah that we learned earlier. Namely, as long as a tefillah is beneficial to the person who's davening, there's a reason for it to be accepted. If it's only when the tefillah is not beneficial to anybody involved, then the tefillah is not considered to be a valid tefillah. Bringing it back to our Gemara, we'll conclude with the following. Saying Morid HaGeshem in the summer is not beneficial to anybody. It's a Simen Klala. And because it's a Simen Klala, the tefillah is not valid. Saying the same Tal or Marta Levracha earlier, in the period between Shmini Atzeres and Zayin and Cheshvan, is beneficial to the world in whole because it is the rainy season. While it might not be completely beneficial to those who are traveling, nonetheless, its overall benefit to the world treats it as a valid tefillah, and that's why it's accepted. While, of course, one should be conscious and not daven at the expense of others, as long as the totality of the tefillah isn't the negative consequence, the tefillah is going to be accepted. So a very important yesod in tefillah that we learned, that for a tefillah to be accepted and tefillah considered to be valid, it has to be beneficial. Gets us to think about benefits of the rain, why we daven, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us. Thank you so much for listening, and Kol Tov. If you have any feedback, please let me know. I appreciate all questions and comments.